Hello everyone, welcome to another episode of Sleep Time Motivation. This is your host Priya. This podcast is about listening to positive affirmation and motivation just before going to sleep so that we have a fantastic day planned that is even more amazing than it was today. We all have the same 24 hours in a day that is constant for everyone, but some people are able to do and get more out of a day. So this week's podcast is about how do we get more out from a day, or how do we help ourselves to get a more productive day. So I have combed through 4 self-development books and productivity books. They all boil down to 4 major things needed to achieve more in that given 24 hours, which is kind of a equal time for everybody. The 4 major factors that contribute to proper time management for increased productivity to achieve our vision or goal are prioritizing, motivation, concentration, and confidence. Motivation is something that we have to look inside within us. We often wait for somebody to come along our way and help us reach our goal, which is possible, but not for everyone. Some people have the support system to motivate them and boost them, but if that's not the case, we have to look for motivation within ourselves. Motivation to do something would come as a natural response when we analyze and find what we want and why do we want, which we desire for. Prioritizing is the act of doing that's most important in the list of to-do lists that is crucial to achieve our goal. And the next one is concentration. Concentration is bringing our full focus on the task that is in our hand. Confidence is what we think of ourselves and our own belief in ourselves that if we can or cannot do a task. There will always be tons of people out there who would say you cannot do this and you cannot do that. No matter how many people tell you that it's not something within your reach, you have to trust in yourself that you can do, and you have to be your best friend in this case. Confidence is also having the dare to take risk and action for a cause that's morally right to do. Let's talk about these factors in detail to have a productive day. Let's begin from prioritizing. Prioritizing is different for different people. For a person who has been through physical ailment, health would be the main priority rather than professional or monetary success. For a person who is having trouble having his basic needs met for food, clothes, and shelter, monetary success would be a priority. If we spend time analyzing how our day went, you might find that we are constantly trying to catch up with things that's not been done. It's because we always have something to do. In a professional setting, you have meetings that need attention, email that needs to be answered, and yearly reviews that has to be completed. In a home setting, cleaning, cooking, doing things that keep the house in working order. So there is always something that needs to be taken care of and that needs to be done. The truth is, we can't do everything all together. That's when prioritizing plays major role in getting more things done in less time. Sit down every morning and plan your day ahead. There are people who even plan their week ahead of time. Planning cannot be just in on a person's head. We have to give the list of to-do list a physical form by writing our plan for the day and how it's going to achieve our success or goal. When you have written down your list, give the list a thought, and you can see there will be 2 to 3 major tasks that has to be done. If that 2 to 3 task is done, your 80% of the to-do list is done. This is based on a principle called Pareto principle. This principle was suggested by management consultant Joseph M. Juron and named after Italian economist Wilfredo Pareto. If you look at world economy, the top 20% of powerful population contribute to 80% of world's wealth and economy. So the point is, when you look at your list that needs to be taken care of, there will be 2 to 3 major tasks, which is like the 20% of the to-do list, which when taken care of, your rest of the 80% of to-do list is completed. We have to prioritize that major task that when done will take care of the remaining 80% of the task. Let us talk more how you can create effective to-do list and prioritize to do the 20% of the task that will help you complete the remaining 80%. The effective method to make to-do list is called ABCD list. The most important task that has major effect on your life has to go into your A list. B list are those that you have minor consequences even if done or not. The C list involves things that if done for purely recreational purpose and has low level of consequences. And sometimes it doesn't have any effect at all. D is the list of things that you can delegate to somebody else. The rule to prioritize is you should never go to a B, C, and D list unless everything that's in the A list is completed. Because A list is what you call the 20% task that needs to be taken care of. So when it's done, the remaining 80% of tasks takes care of itself. So far we have discussed how to create a to-do list and categorize it as A, B, C, D and use the 80-20 rule to concentrate on the top 20% of the to-do list. This is how you can prioritize to get maximum done out of your day. So we have prioritized and made a list of things that needs to be done. Is it possible to follow through them without motivation, concentration, and confidence? Taking the first step to follow through the plan first thing in the morning would be to create a plan. If you have done that, that is the first step for having motivation. Further motivation comes from the fact that why we want something or why those lists has to be carried out. For example, an athlete makes a list and practices for 4 to 5 hours in a day, and that 4 to 5 hours of practice is in his A list. The athlete has to be conscious and aware why he wants that 4 to 5 hours of practice every day. That practice time is what is going to get him the success that he desires so much. And that consistent 4 to 5 hours of time spent is what we call the 20% of the task in the to-do list. Why would he want that success? Is the answer for his motivation. He would want that success to make his or her parents proud, or his or her country or region proud. So always think about why you would want something. This thought process automatically brings motivation as natural process. Now it's time for you to bring or think about a task that is very important to you and why would you think you want it. Use this positive affirmation every day before sleep. So the positive affirmation that you kind of have to say is, tomorrow I'm going to make a list of things that needs to be done and followed through and which is going to be in my A list for having a productive and motivated day. The next in our list that we kind of have to pay attention and which is very important is concentration that's needed to be that's something that's needed to carry out the task that is in our hand. Concentration is the ability to follow through a task without distraction. No matter how much you plan and have the motivation and aim to complete the task, without complete concentration and focus, even a small distraction from the task could lead to what we call the landslide effect and cause delay and excess time consumption in seeing through all the tasks. Concentration comes with practice. Be mindful of your thoughts and do self-analysis. How your thought process works. When performing a task, consciously monitor your mind how it works. Do you find your thoughts wandering off to a different thought when in the midst of a work in hand? Do not be discouraged, as concentration can be improved with mindfulness exercise and deep breathing techniques. If you have trained your mind to shut all thoughts and focus like a magnifying glass that helps you focus the bright sunlight to light a fire, your concentration should be like that, which helps you focus on the task that's in your hand to achieve success. To sum it all up, the things that helps you and contributes to having a productive day for achieving success is prioritizing motivation, confidence, and concentration. We have to keep in mind that successful people are successful not because they are gifted with everything. It's just because they do plan and manage their time properly and have a productive day each and every day to achieve their success. If you think someone who you feel is successful, because being successful is a subjective thought. So if you think someone is successful, approach them and ask them what they are doing differently and how is it possible for them to manage their time. Following a successful person can sometimes help you in manage your time and have a productive day, thereby leading you to your success. Use positive affirmation to keep reminding you what you're capable of. Use the positive affirmation, I trust in myself, and if I put my mind to achieve success, I can and I will. Use the positive affirmation when you are tormented by negative thoughts that's a result of your own thinking or induced by external factors, when someone says or discourages you that this is beyond your reach, use the positive affirmation, I trust in myself, and if I can put my mind to achieve success, I can and I will. This replaces the discouraging negative thoughts and it gets replaced by thoughts that create positive affirmation and creates confidence to strive ahead. If you have come this far, thank you so much for listening. Hope it helps you to achieve things that you set your mind to. Meet you next week with another episode of Sleep Time Motivation. It's Priya signing off. Take care. Meet you next week.